passion flowers inspire just that, passion. They're named for the passion of Christ and feature crimson hues or indigo tones or vivid purples against white. While many varieties are abundant, there is one that is mysterious. The Passiflora nelsoni bloomed in Chiapas, Mexico over 100 years ago and was plucked and taken to the Smithsonian, where it promptly turned brown. Now comes the hallelujah discovery at Butterfly World near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Its owner and founder, Ron Boonder, has had a Passiflora nelsoni plant for 20 years that never bloomed until now.
I have about 10 of them planted in different places here, and one of them was planted in an area that became very overgrown. A bunch of other vines were growing over it, and it was under a tree. And so I had my crews clean the area out. When they cleaned it out, inside the mess, they found this one part of the plant had a long shoot with a bunch of buds on it. We don't know what caused it to flower up there, but anyway.
Well, it kind of, I guess, gives credence to the old adage, you know, do nothing and perhaps it'll bloom.
Yes, I mean, we've tried different soils and fertilizers and sun and shade and all sorts of things. And
well, describe for me what it was like to see this as your workmen uncovered the back of the shop.
It was very exciting, you know, for somebody who's into plants, you know. I guess your adrenaline pumps a little bit and your heartbeat gets a little faster and you think, wow.
And the colors, does it have an odor?
Yes, it has a very light scented odor. We're trying to put a handle on the odor. It's kind of hard. I guess it just has a very tinge of odor. It almost smells like tea leaves or something.
Now, you said this was a purple and white flower. Is this the kind of flower that if you were to pick it, which of course you're not going to do, would it be a corsage? Would you give it to your wife or girlfriend?
No, it's funny. They open in the morning and then they close in the afternoon.
How long does the bloom last?
One day.
One day.
One day.
And it's named for the Passion of Christ.
For the Passion of Christ, yes.
Well, it does seem as though there's a minor miracle going on here. How many people have come in to see the plant?
I don't know, but my people in front said lots of people are coming in and saying, we're here to see this rare passion vine. So I've been too busy today to keep a handle on it.
And I suppose you have no idea how you'll ever get this thing to bloom again.
No, we don't. We have no idea whatsoever.
What is Butterfly World? Do you sell plants or butterflies?
Butterfly World is it's the number one attraction in South Florida. It's been voted that by the people who live here. And we are a butterfly park. We have huge aviaries. We keep about 5,000 butterflies from 9 countries flying amongst you. We also have aviaries with hummingbirds. We do research and breeding, captive breeding on hummingbirds here. And it's also a botanical gardens. We do a lot of research in gardening here, in botany.
Well, Mr. Boonder, you said that no one had seen this flower, the nelsoni, since 1887. Do you think it'll be over another 100 years before we see another?
I hope not. We'll just let it keep growing in that area, and maybe we'll have flowers regularly.
Ron Boonder, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Jackie.
Ron Boonder is the owner and founder of Butterfly World in Coconut Creek, Florida.